From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program in our Savior's name. I'm glad to have you join us today, and here to Let the Bible Speak is the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. In a moment, we will play the third snippet from the sermon that we're featuring, Danger Ignored and Salvation Neglected, Hebrews chapter 2 and the verse 3. This will be followed by a hymn, and then we will complete today our study of Revelation chapter 12. Here then is today's extract from the sermon, Danger Ignored and Salvation Neglected.
Let's start off by speaking about the danger from which we must escape. Because where there is an escape needed, there must be a danger, there must be a threat. But what is the threat from which we must escape? Well, our danger, our threat arises from our sins. That's why we need a way of escape. Our sins have made escape necessary. We have transgressed the law of God. That is what sin is. It's important to bear that in mind today. I never cease to marvel at the ideas that people have of what is sin. It's changing all the time. As the tide of morality recedes and immorality advances, the notion of what is wrong becomes less and less and less. The number of things that people feel they cannot do today is a much shorter list than it was a generation ago. The number of things that people feel they can do today is a much longer list than it was a generation ago. People have no idea what is sin, and that's because they have no idea how to find out what sin is. Here's the yardstick. Here's the means of measuring whether a thing is sin or not. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 3 and the verse 4, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. That's what sin is. That which is contrary to the law of God, that which goes to the right hand and goes beyond what the law says, or that which does not measure up to what the law says. It does not go as far as the law commands us. Those breaches of God's law, the failure to do what God commands us to do, and the failure to refuse what God tells us to refuse, is sin. The word means to miss the mark. To miss the mark. You and I were shooting arrows at a target. There's two ways we could miss the mark. We could go beyond it or not reach it. And that's what sin is. Going beyond what God commands or not going up as far as God commands. And that's what sin is. And that's where our danger springs from. It's from the consequences of our sins that we must escape.
Though Satan buffets you, your flesh seems so weak. Loneliness hinders you, the way seems so bleak. All strength is gone from you, escape you would seek. Be not discouraged, look up. Be not discouraged, be not discouraged. Christ won the victory, the battle's been won. Be not discouraged, be not discouraged. Fight on, dear soldier, and you'll hear His well done.
Look to the Savior every step of the way. Turn every trial and temptation His way. Seek to bring glory, seek His word and to pray.
Today we come to the second division of this chapter, War in Heaven, verses 7 through to 9. First of all, consider the combatants in this war. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Verse 5. My dear listeners, there are things going on of which we know very little. Indeed, nothing at all. Here we see the heavenly host engaged in war His being cast out of heaven is the beginning of his final and total defeat. The devil had been cast out of heaven before the world began when he first sinned. Although he was cast down forever from his position of honour as the chief of God's heavenly beings, he was allowed to appear in heaven as an accuser of the people of God. It was as an accuser of Job we read of Satan appearing among the angels of God in Job chapter 1, verses 6 to 12, chapter 2, 1 to 6. This evil advocate was answered in his accusations by our great advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. The stages of his downfall may be traced in the book of the Revelation. He was cast out of heaven. This casting out takes place near to the end of the age, for we are told in verse 12, he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Then the devil will be bound in the bottomless pit. Chapter 20, verses 1 and 2. This takes place after the Saviour's return and at the commencement of his thousand-year reign. Then the devil will be cast into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20 and the verse 10. Thus will the defeat of the devil be completed. This is the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels, to which the Saviour referred in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Sin will always result in a downward path, even for the most clever. It will shut up heaven and will open up hell. It will end in everlasting misery, torment, and shame. Notice the casting out of the devil signals the near return of Christ. Verse 10. The kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ is signaled by the casting down of the devil. It is as if heaven were preparing for a new era, the day of Jesus Christ and his glory. Whatever access to heaven the devil had before, their place, as verse 8 puts it, is now at an end, as preparations are made for the coming kingdom of God. There remains only a short time until Christ comes to claim the earth and establish his kingdom. Let's notice the secret of the devil's defeat. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Verse 11. Satan is not all-powerful. He can be defeated. Satan and his angels can be defeated either by the holy angels or the saints of God, only on the merit and on the basis of the Saviour's victory at the cross. The casting out of the devil from heaven by the holy angels and the overcoming of him on earth by believers is possible only on the basis of Calvary's triumph. He who was cast out of heaven on the basis of the blood of Calvary's victory may be overthrown in our lives by the pleading of that same blood. We come to the final division of this chapter. Woe! Woe to the earth! Verse 12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell on them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Firstly, consider Satan provoked. Satan being cast out of heaven provokes him to great wrath. Three things in particular provoke him. His time is short. Though he knows he is only a short time before he faces certain defeat, still the devil goes on in his rebellion. Here is a picture of the functioning of a sinful nature. Nothing will alter or reform it. There is nothing within the sinner's nature that enables him to reason his ultimate destruction, and the wisdom of repenting and seeking mercy. Such a course of action is impossible to the totally depraved. Rejection of God and the hope of somehow defeating God ever burn within the depraved breast. That is why salvation is by grace alone. None of us who are saved ever concluded, as a result of the reasoning of our own hearts, that it would be wise to cease from sin and seek the Lord for mercy. We did reason so, but it was the result of grace renewing our hearts and wills that brought this reasoning about. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. The devil is defeated by the church on earth through the blood of Christ. Satan must relive his defeat at the cross every time a child of God responds to his attack by pleading the blood of Christ in prayer. Little wonder he is provoked. We tread upon his broken head every time we pray and testify in the power of the blood of the Lamb. The emergence of a strong church in Jerusalem is particularly vexing to the Prince of Darkness. For a lively church to be raised up in Jerusalem after the city has been in a state of great spiritual desolation for such a long period, and that at a time when the devil is hopeful of making it the center of his God-denying empire, enrages him indeed. Notice that his rage is like a flood, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Verse 15. As we have already commented on this verse, let it suffice to draw your attention to the satanic flood that will pollute the earth at this time of anti-Christianity. And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. Revelation 13, verse 5. The reference here is to the Antichrist. Daniel tells us more. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. Believers will not be left without a refuge in this time of satanic floods. Let us close this section with a reminder of the Saviour's promise. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 2-3. It is the lot of God's people, as strangers and pilgrims, to pass through fire and flood, but they shall not be destroyed, neither shall they be separated from God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 35-39. Let these words be our constant stay and support, no matter what hell casts up in our pathway. Do join me again next week. God bless you, and goodbye.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So, do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.